This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That is correct, Conrad. It is 2:38 on a Friday here on the Sweet Spots, and we got some Why Today Doesn't Suck with the Hard Line just around the corner. This morning, Corby with Bubble Voice got himself an e-break victory.
Bubble Voice.
But now we have to look at the batch as we throw it to Monto to see what is the best of the rest.
Thank you very much, Sean. And it is a typical week. We have six candidates to get through here, but I do believe we have some doozies.
Okay.
Let's start with candidate number one, Morning Ticker Man Ryan Baldwin. Now,
hey,
if you need a guy to make a bad joke, you call Ryan Baldwin.
But I like that he leans into that. That's kind of his. That's his.
Yeah, I mean,
now.
He's been doing dad jokes.
Well, he's a father,
but he's been doing them since before he even knew what the inside of a woman was. And here he is in his finest of forms.
Rockwall ISD remains committed to ensuring safe and respectful learning environments across all campuses.
I was told they were Nazi flags, swastikas.
Yes, that is. That is what the reports are.
It's pretty jarring.
By people I know that live in Rockwell Heath.
For a Saturday morning.
Not great.
Just if you're jogging around or walking a dog and you see, whoa, okay.
It's pretty ridiculous, man.
I guess they won last night.
Did not see that coming. Hey, guys.
Okay. Man.
It was really hot this weekend.
All right.
Yeah, it was.
Rockwall Heath did not exist when I was growing up in Rockwall.
You know what? I'm kind of on Baldy's side here. That wasn't an awful line, and I don't think his crew should have laid out on him.
Yeah.
I thought they played it perfect. You lay out, you move on.
Could have been longer.
And Baldy just has the dad joke delivery. Like, his voice sounds like he's always going to tell a dad joke.
Mm-hmm.
It fits his personality.
I mean, he wears shirts that say, essentially, I love telling dad jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him wear one the other day.
That said, I love telling dad jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I support Baldy Bear.
I do, too.
All right, candidate number two here on the NIT break. The commander himself, one George Dunham. He likes to get himself into a laughing fit. And it's even funnier when he does it and Craig and Gordon aren't really keeping up with what he's putting down. So they were talking about the fact that Vladimir Putin has his own little poop briefcase that he has to carry around with him.
What?
I guess the Russian Secret Service carries around a briefcase.
All heads of state have this. It's so you can't analyze their fecal matter.
Really? Right. So yeah. They just keep all their...
So you can't see like what their health is and whatnot. Yeah.
And
they usually travel with their own toilets.
I mean, can we get these? Not theirs, but like for
I mean,
ourselves.
You care if people analyze your doo-doo?
Yeah, no.
We can just go to like a outdoor store and get like a commode.
I'll do it right in your hand if you
then
want.
Then you have to answer the questions like, hey, what's the briefcase? It's Dookie. Big dump in your pants.
So that's what they were talking about that. And George developed a little playlet that got him giggling.
That's a good one. Do you hope something is wrong with Putin because he's an evil world leader? Like, we all hoped something was wrong with Hitler, right?
Yes. You know? Yes, but...
But it also feels like it's bad karma to wish that on any human.
What would Buddha or Jesus say about
this? They would not
things.
Want something wrong with them.
You don't think they put, like, a holder with a football in front of him just to make it look like he's practicing his field goals when he has leg twitch, do you? To normalize it.
What the hell is going on?
What? There's nothing wrong with him. He was just practicing his field goals.
In the middle of
knocked
a speech?
A 37-yarder through.
Okay, his leg twitch isn't that violent to where he can split the uprights from 37 yards out.
A real cheap Mattel upright, like 10 feet in front of him to make it look good. Good.
I'm sorry.
He just gets a case of the giggles.
Love
and he
it.
Can't shake them.
That is so good.
A field goal.
You can just see him visualizing it in his mind.
Oh, George. Love whenever George. He laughs, we all laugh. All right, George Dunham of the Musers as candidate number two. Up next here on the NIT break, I will call my own foul. Monty, myself, is candidate number three. This was from Sunday morning, and we were doing the news talking about a baby, and I forget why, but I had to clarify something to the crew, and it kind of shot our wheels off for a sec.
I would leave Monty in the car.
I would too, yeah.
You would drive to, like, the Saudi Arabia or somewhere where it's 140 degrees, the middle of Arizona.
I was going to say, I can just go to Arizona yeah. and accomplish pretty much the same thing.
You don't even need a passport.
Yeah, but I want you to have to pay extra. You're going to kill me. It needs to cost you more.
No. We're doing this on the cheap. Bare minimum. Maybe just a storage unit and just back him into a corner.
No, these things are really well ventilated. I'll
Wait,
say.
So is this like the hypothetical to go back and kill baby Hitler? You're going back and taking care of baby Monty?
Yeah. Are you comparing yourself to baby Hitler?
No, but I'm saying the hypothetical.
He thinks so much of himself that
no,
he thinks
No, I don't
he's...
think I'm Hitler. I don't think I'm Hitler. That's what I'm saying.
You can edit that.
Yeah, you could really edit
That's
that.
That's easy.
He's screaming it.
Well, nobody listen to me. He already has the edit of taking out
yeah,
don't.
Cheap.
Montfuhr.
I like how immediately, no, I'm not comparing myself. No, I'm not doing that. Just a hypothetical. Just hypothetically.
Like no, I don't he's... think I'm Hitler. Yeah. I don't think I'm Hitler. That's what I'm saying.
Baby Billy Monty Hitler.
You think you're ever doing well when you have to yell that in the middle of your segment? Like, have y'all ever done that during Diamond Talk?
I mean, maybe tonight.
The 100
we'll
loss season
goes.
Was pretty bad, so I'd have to go back and review the tape.
And I'm just thinking of somebody that gets in their car, and they don't hear the beginning of that. They just hear Monty yelling it without any context.
As I'm, yeah,
I'm like, okay, well, let's hear the guy out, but why does he have to
he
say
says
this?
He's not.
So I take his word for it.
I think I'm Hitler.
At least we have a new play pretty for why today doesn't suck. That's nice.
All right, I am candidate number three. Candidate number four, the man to my left, Ham, but not from Sunday morning, from right here on the Sweet Spot.
Oh, boy.
Yes,
I think
yes.
I remember.
We were playing a little Little League World Series audio, and Ham jumped the gun on a drop. This piece of audio from their kids cast, as they had to, of course, have a separate broadcast that was helmed by kids. And they go to the sideline, they go down to the field to interview some people that are at the game. And at one point, they go to this Australian girl whose name is Monica Arturi. I think that's how you say her. Arturi. She's like 13 years old.
Yeah, let's. This is the Little League World Series.
The Little League World Series on the kids cast.
Dump that.
So. Keep doing your comedy over there.
Sorry. I agree with Daddy.
Yeah.
So this 13-year-old girl is talking about her interaction with Shohei Ohtani. The 13-year-old girl, just no excuse. I set up. It's the Little League World Series. This is the kids' cast.
Yeah, you
it's
said kids
girl.
Twice.
Oh, very clearly, too. And
little kids.
Just to pull the curtain back a little bit, you have... Ham standing up and acting like he's going to leave the room, but he feels compelled to play a like, drop just to let everybody know what he's thinking.
He's like, crap,
he wants to get out
of
here.
I can't leave because now I have to play the audio.
Yes.
I can't sit and time out.
His only contribution that whole segment was Norm going,
thought he was talking about an Australian mom. I'm sorry.
I mean, I wish
could be.
We were talking about an Australian mom.
You wish this 13-year-old was a mom?
No, I wish we were talking about the mom of the 13-year-old.
Ruined her life.
Sorry. It's okay, Daddy.
All right, Ham, you are candidate number four. Our last two here from the hardline. We start with Corby, who won this morning, so he has a chance for a twofer. As this was during E! News and... He said something that really stopped down the show.
Post Malone has shocked his fans by appearing in a new campaign for Kim Kardashian's Skims.
The Skims?
This is her underwear.
That you can
company.
Pee in?
What?
Skims. What is...
Isn't there a...
Depends?
Are you guys just trying to stop down the show?
What's the panties that we see up here on TV that... that you can leak into and...
On the panty channel?
They're called
that
something.
That you always put on?
You tell us, Grandpa.
Why don't you Google panties you can leak into?
So when I get in the wreck, and then my kids get my computer, and the last thing that I search...
Oh, Dad.
Oh, Daddy. Dad.
Milchick gay. And then... Panties you can leak into.
Yeah, there's something. They're
what a weird search history.
Quints or slips or something. Go ahead. I'll find it.
He did find it eventually.
He did? Okay, good.
And the way I'm visualizing it, it's not you're wearing the underwear and go number one. You're just like standing
them.
Yeah. Over them
they're
and doing the action.
Yeah.
In fairness to Snake, I've asked my wife about those commercials too because I don't understand... What's happening? It's like a 40-some-year-old lady.
I don't think I've
and
what are they
walking
called?
Around, going out with her friends, and she's got panties on that, as Corby said, you can leak into.
I just hate the word.
What? Panties?
Yeah, leak? I don't like you anymore. I especially didn't like
Why
Bob
do people not like the word panties?
Panties is funny.
It's fun. It's a funny word.
Yeah,
people don't like the word moist either.
Chub killer.
Okay.
All right. Corby Davidson, candidate number five. Our last one here, Dave Lane. He was trying to say Mexico City.
Uh-oh.
And we had to dump it.
Big news for me is that Depeche Mode has a new concert film coming out that will get a limited theatrical release in October. Depeche Mode M. And it chronicles their three Mexico s***s.
Whoa!
Again, I can't talk.
Freudian.
Dump that, dump that, dump that.
Mexico
dump that.
City. They had three shows in Mexico City in 2023, and they mashed them together, and it will be in theaters and IMAX starting October 28th. It was the Memento Mori tour, which was their first tour since Andy Fletcher died in 2022. And I have no ill will towards Mexico City. I've never
Doesn't
been
sound
there.
Like
Doesn't
sound like it at
I've
all.
Never been there.
Dump that.
Mexico City.
City.
E-News is,
That's gonna
wild
be,
things can happen.
That's going to be one we're going to have to, like, country. We're going to have to worry about saying city
nah.
now.
Nah.
And that city. One's great because Lando's laugh was amazing without the loops here.
Talk, Freudian.
Dump that, dump that, dump that.
Lando just so tickled.
You know...
I have to hear this unedited.
That was unedited.
It's not every week, but I think this field...
This is
pretty good.
This is stronger than 755 this morning, in this reporter's opinion.
I think this might be the strongest batch we've had. This is a tough decision.
Well, I'll run down them, and we'll vote. Is it Baldy, Nazi Baldy? is it Laughing George?
Unauthorized nickname.
I guess, is it Nazi Monty?
Hey,
is it... Epstein Ham, Leaking Corby, or Mexico City Dave? Let's start with our guest picker, Michael Dixon.
Epstein Ham.
All right. Go ahead and get that name to catch on. Epstein Ham.
Heil Monty.
All right. That's a Baldy vote. I'll go ahead and vote. I will give one to Corby. So we are spread around right now. Let's go to Sean.
I got to go with Jubb's Vladimir Poopin playlist.
Okay.
All right.
Man.
Mino, we have four different candidates with a vote so far.
I get to break the vote?
I mean, if you vote Baldy or Dave, we'll have a five-way tie.
Nah. I think Ham's is the best. It derailed the show too much, but they were all great.
I agree.
So, Ham, you're the winner.
Ham wins this week's NIT break. He
Keto
has now
jokes.
Won 11. By far the leader.
And Micah Parsons wears 11.
Huh.
Could a deal be struck today? Is this what it took?
Or is Ham going to play for the Dallas Cowboys?
Ham on
is
the
he
edge.
Gonna be the edge?
Screaming and around the corner.
The girl reference in the clip. 11.
13, sir.